All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. This is a general response to all of the young men out there who have emailed me and asked me, you know, for life advice and what have you. I get a lot of young guys that email me and they're lost in the sauce.
I'm lost.
They're raised by single mothers. They have no father figure or any kind of, you know, guiding light in their lives other than, you know, a harpy of a mother. And I would argue that, you know, all single mothers or married women or women in long-term relationships, they're nothing but a bunch of naggers.
Oh, naggers, of course. Naggers. Right.
Meaning they just nag you to death. It is insane. My mother did the same thing, and it took me years to get beyond all of the fucking emotional blockage I had going on because of that, you know, toxic, narcissistic, you know, environment I was raised in. I get the same premise. It's like, what do I need to do, you know, to become a man? What do I have to master for manhood and what have you? And it's such a hard, convoluted question to answer. It's taking me quite some time to dissect it.
Introducing the Working Man's Survival Guide in the Woke Era. 97 hilarious minutes of informative employment strategy. Pop will not only show you how to get a job, but how to keep it while avoiding the pitfalls of human resources.
What are you gonna find? It's packed from topless to peach fuzz bottom with women. So if you're dealing with a whole department of emotional thinkers, do you really think your side of the story is gonna have any impact at all?
Download your copy of The Working Man's Survival Guide right now for the cost of one Benjamin. Franklin, not Shapiro. Supporters on Gibson Bro, Locals, and Subscribestar will save one Jackson. Andrew, not Michael. Available now through August 4th. Click on the link tree in the Meatgazer box and follow the links. You'll receive your download link at checkout. So if you're using your phone, be sure to copy the link or screen grab the page. Thank you for your support, and rigor please.
Now, for those of you that don't know, I wrote a philosophy book, The Warrior's Way, Soldier's Soul. It's on Amazon, print on demand. I cover a lot of these concepts in there. It is what it is. So, skill set of men, or mindset of a man. Number one, you need to learn how to fight and be willing to do so. Because let's face it, every time you're interacting with other men, there is a curtain that you don't want to go beyond with them because that will lead you to violence.
You want to fight?
I've seen it in bars. I've seen it everywhere where, you know, one dude steps over the line. Next thing you know, they're throwing punches, wrestling around the ground, whatever. Because if you're willing to fight and you know how to fight, people will respect you. And respect goes a long way in a man's world. In fact, respect and honor was basically one of the two top most sought after accomplishments a man would pursue. Now, because men are becoming soyentists and getting dumbed down, they think being a man is, you know, basically acting like a woman. And that is so far from the truth. I don't even know what to tell you. All right, next, number two, learn how to fix stuff. You know, change a tire, change the starter on your car, fuel pump, change your brakes, hang a gutter, fix a floor, paint, edge, trim. Learn how to use basic tools to do the, you know, medium to low level stuff. The high level stuff, you got to hire a professional. But this will save you a lot of money down the road. Because if you don't learn how to do this, you're going to have to call that professional in for jobs that you could have done yourself.
Oh, I can fix that.
Am I the best fixer in the world? No, I'm a destroyer. All right? You know, you don't, you never, in my entire military career, I've never had anyone go, hey, Pop, you know, can you build me a bridge? Not going to happen. Hey, Pop, can you build this? If it was a bunker or a trench line, yes, I could do that. But most of the time, you know, say, hey, go blow this.
Dude.
Mix up that. You know, put craters here. Do what you got to do. And I wasn't even an engineer. Technically, that's an engineer lane. I was cross-trained, you know, in the special forces to do all that stuff. All right. So learn how to use tools. Don't be adverse to fixing stuff. And look, we got YouTube. We got all these other video platforms. You can find tutorial videos on virtually everything and probably even brain surgery. You know, I don't recommend that, but I'm sure it's out there. All right, next. Master your mind. When I first came in the service, I had a really bad time in the beginning because I looked at myself as just completely worthless.
You're all worthless and weak.
I show up at the 9th ID, I go through INDOC, they send me to the education center. While there was these three older women there. They're all like probably retirees. And, you know, this was back when the Army education thing was just getting started. You know, this is in like 1987, 88-ish, right in there. I took like a couple of tests, and at the end, I have to write an essay. I turn it in. 3 days later, you know, I get called in to see the first sergeant. He calls me an idiot, tells me I did something wrong. They want to see me back at the education center. I go to the education center. And the lady says, she goes, are you aware that you have dyslexia? And I'm like, no. And she's like, well, what was your GPA in high school? And I told her it was a 2.51 GPA. And she goes, okay. Now, I want you to imagine this. You just ran the Boston Marathon. You come across the finish line in the dead center of the pack. And then somebody taps you on the shoulder and goes, why did you run this with a anchor on your back? She goes, do you realize what you can do once you can get beyond the anchor? And that changed my entire life right there. Well, one, I was incredibly upset because it was never diagnosed in high school. I was just referred to as the lazy idiot because I could not get beyond like a C+, C average. Occasionally, I'd squeeze out a B- here or there. But that's just the way it is, okay? So after I was taught, I was told this, I realized, you know, I had went into the infantry because I thought that was all I could get because I was, lacking confidence. And once I was told that, I'm like, you know what? I'm stuck where I'm stuck. But if I have to do this, I'm going to be the best motherfucker there is. Plain and simple.
Maybe the best there ever was.
That's when I got the hunger to really transfer to the Ranger Battalion. All right? And I walked through hoops of fire to get there. And once there, I was not satisfied until I was, I walked for my Green Beret. And it all started with my hands. Every weapon they put in front of me, I mastered it. You know, we're talking the rifle, the saw, squad automatic machine gun, the pig, which is the big medium machine gun, the Mark 19, the 50 cal, the pistols, you name it. If an infantry guy used it, I was probably an expert on that weapon system. And it was really easy to me. I've always been lucky when it comes to conflict and war and killing and stuff. But it was really weird. And I realized by mastering these, I was mastering this. And then when I you know, once I made that epiphany, I focused strictly on this. And then once you master your hands, you master the mind, you start to get that drive and you master your heart and your, you know, all of the crap that the drive that makes you move forward. And it literally made me virtually unstoppable. Literally. I did amazing shit. Things people like, how the hell did you do that? It's just persistence, dedication, and discipline. There you go. But you got to master your mind. If you don't master this, you're just going to be a slave to everyone else. All right? Next, harness your goddamn emotions. Now, I understand a lot of you guys grew up in a school where there's no winners or losers and everyone gets a trophy, wah, wah, wah. That is not how the world works.
It doesn't work like that.
It will beat you down and keep you there if it can and relish in your misery. All right? One of the best ways to stop a lot of that craziness from happening is simple stoicism. People like say mean ass shit to you. Yes, it pisses you off. But don't show them that because you're literally giving them ammunition to do it again. You're like, eh, always act like it's water rolling off your back. It's nothing. You need to be stoic. You need to master your emotions. If you don't master your emotions, I can guarantee you they will master you. And I dare argue that most of the youth out there now have not mastered their emotions, and you see exactly where it's taking them. It's taking them to Loserville, at worst, at best, mediocrity. Next, and this one's important. 5. Learn how the world really works. Go to the goddamn library and read some of the sources right out of the trough. Because what you're being taught in school nowadays is revisionist history, I dare say lying/propaganda. We have a whole generation of people who literally don't know how our government works, can't name other countries on the goddamn globe. You know, they have no inkling of what happens in a lot of these other countries, all right, because they've been taught shit. I can guarantee you, if you learn how the world really works, you become infinitely harder to fool. They don't want us men knowing how to do that because, quite frankly, a lot of young men out there, they're fools.
You fool!
6. Believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see, and you will make it in the infantry. Now, a lot of you guys aren't in the infantry. I got it. But let's face it. Most of the times when people tell you shit, it's bullshit. You're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't believe anyone. Do your own research. If somebody says some crazy stuff and you're like, I'm going to have to look into that. Don't ever accept anyone at face value, no matter who they are. Listen to what they have to say. Go, okay, I'm gonna look into that. If they're right, they're right. If they're not, no harm, no foul. It's just shameful of just how ignorant the youth of today is. I really think this country's in for a bad ride for the next 20 years. And hopefully it survives. But chances are it won't, at least not how we used to remember it. But that's my opinion. All right, 7. Take some goddamn risks, man. You can play the game to finish, but you will seldom, if ever, win. If you want to get ahead, you're gonna have to take some risks. Maybe break a few rules here or there. I'm not talking laws, but rules. Most of the time you break rules, they yell at you harshly. Maybe they'll give you a fine sometimes. You know, I've always argued those in court. But it is what it is. Men take risks. Women are risk averse. And you can see how our culture and civilization is developing. Quite literally, the feminists and the women of this country want to bubble wrap everything and turn men into cowering sissy boys. And I would say they have gone a long way to meeting that goal. Freedom is dangerous. Freedom is scary. Deal with it. Number 8, stop hesitating. This goes right along with risks. All right. Now, I myself, in my military career, was not known for hesitating. If anything, I would take action and ask for forgiveness later, because asking for permission from a chain of command that is, incompetent or mediocre, they don't want to, you know, mess up their OER and what have you, so they pass the buck. Meaning, if you're a company commander, you ask your battalion commander, who asks your brigade commander, who then probably talks to the corps or division commander. Each of those levels is a long delay of bureaucracy and bullshit. All right, be the guy on the ground that says, this needs to happen. I'm making it happen. All right, it is what it is. If you are right, more than likely you'll be fine. Sometimes some officers get all butthurt about it because you didn't ask for permission. They're toxic leaders. I did a whole video on toxic leaders. Deal with it accordingly. All right, number 9. Become friends with pain. I've said this many, many times in videos in the past. There's so many people I know out there who are going to go to their grave with all kinds of accomplishments that were never done because they feared the pain. Life is pain. You just have to accept it. You know, suffering, it's more like a choice. All right? That's prolonging your pain for, you know, unknown reasons or reasons that you can't articulate. All right. Now, I'm not a psychologist. I'm just telling you, I'm the old salty dog who's been around. And I've been knocked on my ass more times than I care to remember. All right? You have to become friends with pain. Number 10. And this one is difficult for a lot of guys, especially when pride is involved. I did a whole video called Men Who Set Their Own Death Traps. All right? You need to learn when to walk away. I'm not telling you to quit. Walking away is when you realize you have done everything you can do. You can do no more, and anything you do beyond this point is a waste of your time, resources, and effort. And a lot of guys, they don't know when to walk away. They stay in these toxic relationships for their entire life. They tolerate incredible hardships and other baloney outside of the relationship sphere of influence. But you just got to learn to walk away, man. That's how you save your sanity. I've talked to probably half a dozen dudes in the past 10 months who were in sexless bullshit marriages, and they are trying to fix them for years and getting nowhere. And I was like, bro, you know, you're 42. If you cut away now, yeah, it's going to hurt. You're going to get slammed. But you still have enough time that you can probably pull out of it. So why don't we do that? And, you know, I got them out of the situation. Well, they got themselves out of the situation. I just merely recommended what they do. That's it. All right. So anyway, those are pretty much the top 10 things every man should be on board with. None of it is crazy, nor is it, radical or white supreme pizza. It's just a set of rules men need to know to navigate the world. If you can master those 10 things, you are head and shoulders above your peers, and dare I say, a titan among men.